Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green from Huge Profits, TinyList.com, with another call in the podcast series. Today, I have someone that you may not have heard about from me in the past, but I'll bet you when I introduce him and we start talking, you're going to know exactly who he is. Today, I am speaking with Paul Counts. Paul, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm so excited to have you because I had been familiar with you and had promoted stuff with you and your two business partners that you do many things with. And when I saw you in person, it was at the NAMS event in Atlanta just 3 weeks ago or so now.
Yeah.
And when I saw you, I didn't recognize you. And there's so many people there, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
And when I looked down at your name, I got closer because with the print, and I don't have my glasses on, I looked, and I thought, could that be Paul Counts? Because you, as I had said something, and you said your name was Paul, and I said, oh, hi, I'm Connie, and we talked, and I knew you didn't know who I was. You didn't recognize my name or face.
Yes.
And then sure enough, I looked, and I thought, I'm talking to Paul Counts. How could this be? It's so exciting. So to have you here on the call and to share who you are and what you're doing with my community, I just am getting the greatest pleasure from that. So Paul, tell
us
about yourself, because you're a younger person. We were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
And how did you get started online? And just tell us your story.
Yeah, definitely. So I got started online back in, the first year I started making money was in 1998. So I got started generating income as a custom apparel sales rep. So I was doing sales via email and that kind of thing for people. I was 13 at that time. It was in 2001 that I started my online business. So back, if you go back a little bit in 98, when I was doing custom apparel sales, so I was actually like custom screen printing, embroidery, all that kind of stuff. I was going around to schools and just selling to them. But the problem was I could never send them a proof, of what the image would look like, because at that point, the company I was working with did not have a website and they were using Hotmail. And Hotmail back in 98 was restrictive on attachments in 99, even 2000. You couldn't even, I think it was 500 kilobytes or something, and most of these files were a megabyte at least, So I couldn't send proofs, and I kept saying, hey, I can't send these proofs over because we need to have our own server, type thing. And I kept saying, you need a website. So finally in 2000 or so, they got a website, and that was when, the guy said, hey, you wanted the website, you learned how to market it. And so it was then that I started learning about press release marketing, SEO, link building, all it takes to get traffic to a website. And so I did that for about a year. And then, for him, and then all of a sudden he said, He said, I feel guilty paying you minimum wage, because that time he was paying me minimum wage. Here I was 16. I was thinking that's pretty cool because I'm working on a computer. And he got me, my first client. And then from there I launched my SEO company at age 17. And then things just started snowballing to where in 2007 I finally decided, I need to start teaching people more about what I do instead of doing all the work for other people, because I was just creating a job for myself. And it was still good, because obviously I was self-employed and doing my own thing. But it was at that point that things really started shifting once I started creating my own info products, and it just kind of snowballed from there and kept growing. So it's been a fun journey.
Well, Paul, this is just amazing because,
You
were a true entrepreneur then at a young age. And
Very much so.
Yeah, I started doing a variety of things. I don't know that I was an entrepreneur. I was babysitting and mowing lawns. I was kind of trading time for money. But it was fun, though, to have my own money and then to have that idea in my head that I could create something that would end up being my business. So was your family supportive of what you were doing?
They were, yeah. My parents, it was funny. My parents have always been very supportive, and I'm the youngest of four boys, and each one of us had different interests, and so I'm about the only one that took on an interest in business in that regard. And my dad is a music teacher for 30 years. My mom was a parapro at the school as well. So, I had nobody in my family was really business oriented, even my grandparents. They just worked regular jobs and that kind of stuff. And so I was one of the first to be an entrepreneur, and they were very supportive though. At times they were like, what are you doing? And then once they started seeing money, they're like, oh, this is cool, and realizing
that
what I'm doing works, And so, so they really got on board and were very supportive though. They would drive me to business meetings, all kinds of stuff like that, So it was always fun. You know, they would, because the company I worked for was 3 hours north of us in Spokane, Washington, and I grew up in a town near Walla Walla, Washington, in the east side of the state of Washington. And so they actually would drive me up on occasion, 3 hours up there. So they were very supportive of my ventures, you know. And
well, that's now, wonderful.
Yeah, it's been fun, yeah.
Yeah, that's just wonderful because I think, you know, so many people really want to steer their kids toward college and a corporate job, that that's kind of the only way to go. And I know I was a teacher. I taught for many years. And while I was teaching, you know, I always told them that there were so many opportunities, and they said, well, what if you don't go to college? Because the other teachers were telling them that if they didn't go to college, that, you know, and finish college and get a job out of college, that then their life would be nothing. And I always said, I just don't believe that I had chosen to go to college to be a teacher and do some other things. I worked in real estate, but I said that I believe that there were so many different paths and that you had to explore, you know, who you were and what was going to be of interest to you. And what's interesting is now I'm involved with Rotary, which is an international service organization. You know that group?
Yep.
Yeah. And they won't allow me to be part of their vocational program where you go and speak to high school kids and really spend time with them related to the work you're doing. Because their idea is that I'm going to tell them not to go to college. I said, I would never tell anybody that. I have more years of college than most adults that I know. I wouldn't tell them that.
Yeah.
I would just tell them that, do you want to borrow money to go to college, and do you want to be 4 years older when you finish college, only to find that there really aren't so many jobs available that would be based on having a college degree, and do you want to not be able to pay rent and have a car payment and spending money? So I just see it a little bit differently. So it's kind of funny. Yeah, and I work with high school kids now through something called Interact. Sanctioned group. So I still get to spend time with young people who are very interested in entrepreneurship, by the way.
And that's fantastic. And that's actually something I would love to do more of, in the sense that you're so right about the opportunities. You know, just, you know, I actually did not finish school. I was the only one of my four brothers that never finished school, finished college. But that was because, you know, it didn't make sense for me, for where I was with my business. And so I still encourage, you know, obviously, you know, some kids if they think that's right for them, but I'm with you. There's many opportunities out there.
right. And yep, also we can always,
we
can go back. I mean, I didn't become a teacher until I was 30. I went back to school and got a teaching credential. So you can always do things back and forth and sideways. There is no right or wrong path. So,
exactly.
So Paul, tell me how you got connected with your partners. And Eric Holmlund, he's the one that I got on his list, and that's how I found you. But then tell me about the other person, and tell me how the three of you got together.
Yeah, so the three of us, we met at various times at live internet marketing events. So I met Jeff in 2007, about when I was talking about my backstory, where I started transitioning to do more internet marketing training instead of just doing SEO for people. I realized I need to do more of my own products. And so that's when I went to my first event. I met Jeff there in person. We just connected
Jeff,
really
Jeff
well.
Jeff Wellman, is that
Jeff
his last
Wellman.
Name? Okay.
Jeff Wellman, yep. Yeah, and so Jeff, Jeff's son is Keith Wellman, so who did quite a bit online. And then now is going on to other concepts, kind of like what you were just talking about, pursuing some different endeavors. And so, you know, so Jeff actually got started in about 07. So he and I were both starting to do, like, the info product thing about the same time. He found out, you know, that I had a lot of technical knowledge that he didn't have because he was just starting out. And we started just forming this joint venture, this friendship. And, you know, we created mini products and webinars together. And it's been a very fun partnership. We're going on now 8 years now. And it's just been a great ride. Well, it was about 2010 when we decided, we said, hey, you know, we need to really work with Eric Holmlund. He seems like a good guy. And we, you know, we've been creating really good products. He actually was buying, because I sell a lot of products with PLR, resell rights, you know, licensing products as well.
Yes.
And Eric was actually buying a lot of our products because they're really good quality. And so he was a customer of ours too. And we're like, you know, we need to get on his radar. So we both just made it a point to be his top affiliate for several of his launches. And that obviously got his attention. And I actually met Eric in person just briefly at a live event. And then it was a couple years later we decided, you know, we need to really get on his radar. And so one thing led to another. You know, we started being his top affiliate, got his attention, and then we said we need to do a launch together. We did a launch together, And then we decided to just kind of just work it into something new. And it just, you know, started the coaching club in 2011. We've been after it now going on 4 years. It's been a very good partnership and a lot of fun together. So
wonderful, wonderful. But
yeah,
you know, what you're saying, though, I really want to, I want people listening, I want them to understand how important that is that you get on, say, I mean, I've used the exact phrase you just shared. I get on people's radar by becoming a top affiliate for them. And sometimes it's not easy because my list was so small in the very beginning, but I made every effort and made sure they knew who I was. And, boy, has that paid off so, so well. So I want people to understand how important that is.
It really has. I think some people, and I still get these requests at times, where they make the mistake of they don't know me from Adam, and the first thing they tell me is, you know, promote my product on Facebook. Or, you know, just right away. And I'm like, I don't even know who you are. And it's never like I come from the effect, and that's what you're teaching too, is, you know, you do something for them first. It, you know, you serve them first, and then eventually it's going to draw their attention. You know, it's going to be easier to open that door. And, you know, even to the extent of even being their customer too, buying their product and saying, hey, I bought your product and, you know, I really liked it. And somehow there's ways you can add value to them even beyond just promoting too. You know, to where there's all kinds of things. You could assist them in their support desk. There's all kinds of ways you can do to get on their radar. But I think if more people came up with the approach of, what can I do for you first, I think it would help the JV relationships a lot more. It's a lot easier than just saying, hey, promote me.
Yes. So I shouldn't pitch you right this second then. That's what you're saying.
Oh, you may, because we've established a relationship, and we've actually been mutually on leaderboards, and we know each other. That's a whole different ballgame.
Right. And, you know, and I think we all have to think about how would we do things in real life. So
exactly. When
you first meet somebody, then maybe whether it's a man or a woman, you're going to have lunch, maybe dinner, and you go out with a group of friends or something like that. You don't say, you know, let's go study, let's get married, let's incorporate a business. You don't do that the first day. That would
exactly,
just be too strange. So it just
doesn't
work that way. Well, I love what all of you have, you know, and especially like when it's the PLR rights, and I always say that I can't live without enough private label rights content.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't possibly create as much content as I need on, you know, probably 4 or 5 days a week. I need tons of content. So you have put something together wonderful that people can go to, and we're going to give them two different links, and I'm going to then we'll discuss why we're going to do it. So the first link is a link that I typically use. It's my redirect, and it's connieloves.me/PC. So just like your personal computer, but in this case, PC stands for Paul Counts. So connieloves.me/PC. Now, while we were chatting on Skype before we started, you created a wonderful link, and your link is?
It is paulcounts.com/Connie. paulcounts.com/Connie.
All right, and Counts is C-O-U-N-T-S, just like counts his money to $1 million and more.
Yep.
Paul Counts his money. I love that. I think you should get that domain, Paul Counts.
I should,
money.
Yeah.
Something like that. So now, when I do a redirect, I'm using something called PrettyLink, and I'm sure you're familiar with that. It's a plug-in, and it makes it very simple for me to redirect things and then keep track of them. And I have the pro version, so I'm able to see the reports and the hits and all kinds of things in real time that I like to see, as well as archive. Explain what you did to make my link for the product that we're going to now talk about go to paulcounts.com/Connie.
Yeah, so what I did, I actually used I use a plugin that I actually just bought from somebody on Flippa. So I actually, one thing that I do is I look for people's businesses that are on Flippa that have potential, and I purchased this guy's business. I actually bought the plugin first, played around with it, realized it's a link rotator, which also like will do link rotations as well. So if, say, there's a partnership and you need to rotate a couple links, or you want to split test a sales page, it'll rotate your link equally. It also does the link cloaking, which is what that's called, kind of like what PrettyLinks does, where it makes it look like a clean link. And so it's just a WordPress plugin as well. It's called, you know, just a link rotator plugin. What is the name of it, though? I just bought it. Link Rockstar. There we go. Link Rockstar. That's what it's called. And it's embarrassing when you find out how much I paid for it. But it's incredible. I actually – In fact, I got it for so little, I actually wrote the guy and gave him a bonus $200 because it's so good. And I wanted to establish a relationship with him to do future plugins because it's so well coded. And so it's actually my own little plugin that I'm using called Link Rockstar.
Wonderful.
So I have to say,
I'm very competitive. You win. Your story is way more interesting than mine. So whether there's a contest or not, you're the winner, Paul.
That's awesome. I'll take it.
That's funny. All right, so when they go to either of those links, connieloves.me/PC or paulcounts.com/Connie, tell us about the page that we're going to go to and why is it less than $10?
Yeah, so there's a couple reasons that it's, the main reason I obviously want to build value to people, you know, and I also want to, you know, establish that relationship. And so one way to do that is to serve you first and to help you realize, like, I provide good value because I have many other private label rights products that I've created, video courses, high-end resale rights licensing products. And so, you know, I want you to understand that I'm providing you a great value. And so once you understand that, people are going to want to invest more with me. And so I feel strongly in establishing a strong, first relationship. And so, and I also am genuinely, just like Connie is, we love to help people. We want to see you succeed because your success is our success as well. And it's a beautiful relationship in that way. And so I feel like if I can give you the tools you need to help you in your business as far as, you know, use the PLR to get traffic, use the content to improve your business, then it's a win-win. And so I'm all about those win-win relationships, and that's what this is. And so what you're going to find, actually, and I just mentioned the Link Rockstar thing. You're going to sense a pattern with me. I actually bought this gentleman's business on, I saw it on Flippa. I've been doing a lot with ClickBank, with the ClickBank marketplace, and I saw that he was, used to be a ClickBank platinum seller with these very products. And I actually approached my ClickBank rep and said, is this true? You know, because he was advertising that. And he said, yes, he is indeed a ClickBank platinum seller. He did a lot of volume with this. So I actually purchased his business for $15,000, and it included all of his, products and all the products that he'd created. And instead of me having to recreate all these info products, so we're talking ebooks, you know, one of them has like 130 pages, another one's 50 pages, and it's not thick font or thick font, big font, it's little font, you know, so it's like there's a lot of content on these ebooks. And so, so I decided, after some time of selling some of these to my list and, you know, that the whole business came with an email list, I decided, why don't I just offer PLR to these at a blowout price? And so I'm offering 5 of the 15 ebooks here for under $10 just to introduce you to the value of that I can offer you with PLR. So that's what they're going to get is access to 5 complete products and then a bonus product as well, all with private label rights. And it's super high quality. You can use these for articles. One thing I encourage people to do with them is take the content from within these ebooks. You could put them onto PowerPoint slides, and then you could record them and make little YouTube tutorial videos based on the topic that's at hand. You could just turn around, launch them as PDFs. You could take maybe 10 pages and give those 10 pages away as a giveaway. And then what you can do is, you know, then sell them the rest of the ebook as an upsell. So lots of possibilities. And, you'll find more at the link as far as what the topics are and everything.
Well, excellent, excellent. I mean, you know, this stuff, we gobble it up. And, you know, for people listening to this, you know, don't let the PLR sit on your hard drive. It's really such a shame when you do that. In my mind, it's like, you know, letting food go bad or something.
We really have
that value. But another thing I'd love to talk to you about is ClickBank, because I love ClickBank. I still promote and receive money every couple of weeks from ClickBank.
Yeah.
I've never put a product for sale there. I've only done it from the affiliate side. But tell us a little bit more about ClickBank, and do you teach this as well?
Yes. Yeah. ClickBank is actually something that I teach. In fact, I'm doing something with David Perdue at the moment, just kind of educating people on how I'm leveraging ClickBank. And right now we've been a top seller at ClickBank with the real guys for quite some time now. And we are, just all about helping people basically just get their products out there on the ClickBank platform. So ClickBank is an information product platform. One thing I love about ClickBank is that, they take care of your affiliate processing for you. So they handle your affiliate program. They take care of paying your affiliates on time. They take care of the tax stuff, so you don't have to stress about that. It's very easy to get approved if you're brand new. So for whatever reason, maybe PayPal has, there was 5 years there where I actually didn't have a PayPal account because they had shut me down, and then now they reactivated me, and we're now in all is good with them. But, you know, like the beauty of ClickBank is that they give you that flexibility as well, to where they don't have a super strict review process like a lot of merchant accounts may run into at times. And so if you're brand new, they're a great platform for starting to sell your information products. And they're actually growing. Some people think they're outdated, but actually they're really becoming very innovative. And they've created a cool feature called JV Contracts. And so that means, you know, just, you know, a couple ideas is you can find people with expertise in other niche markets or even in internet marketing, and you could do a joint venture with them. And so I've actually got several of those worked out. ClickBank, believe it or not, actually internet marketing, the internet marketing niche that Connie and I are part of here, is only about 14 or 15% of their overall business. So that means 85% of their revenue, and they do over 30,000 sales a day. We were actually at their headquarters. They're making a lot of money, and they sell to 190 countries. And so they're doing 30,000 sales a day, but a very small percentage of those each day are internet marketing products. The rest of them are fitness, they're sports products, they're, you know, home remedies, natural cures, that kind of stuff. So one thing to think of when you think of ClickBank is don't feel like, oh, well, I've just got to sell internet marketing products. And that's great because this is a great niche, as we'll attest. But there are many other niche markets that are even way bigger than what we're in right now that you could actually leverage. So what I would do is, you know, is one thing that I've done. So, for example, I've partnered up with a professional baseball player, and we actually created a product. I spent one day filming him. It was through a mutual friend that we both had, and so we made that connection. I spent one day filming him doing hitting instructing on how to hit a baseball. So that's a product coming out. Also have a product coming out in the fitness space with a personal trainer. And so, yeah, so there's lots of possibilities for people that once you understand how to get a product live on ClickBank, how to do a sales page, and how to do a landing page, and all the stuff that we teach, the world is literally your oyster, because you can do all sorts of partnerships with people, and it's very fun, and it's just a very creative way to generate income.
Yes, because, you know, I think that at some point we stopped thinking so much about ClickBank, and I've had people, you know, I teach, I have a large community of people that come to me to learn how to do online marketing, and a regular question is, you know, is ClickBank, is that still a place we should look at? And I always say, yes, I'm teaching about that actively, and you should do it. And if somebody has something on the ClickBank platform, I just go in and get my hop link. I know how to create those links. I never think anything about it. But I think because some newer places have popped up that you and I both use as well, then I think that, you know, perhaps they're just getting more attention. They're jumping up and down in a bigger way. And
they are, And I think they are. And then I think also a lot of it, too, is that inside internet marketing, it seems like the other platforms, such as like JVZoo or Warrior Plus or, you know, some of the other ones, they seem to get more play, more recognition than that, because ClickBank is not as big of a player as I would have thought in internet marketing. It's actually very small, whereas where they're excelling is in all these other niche markets, you know, the sports category, the fitness products, the diet products, the home remedy products. I mean, they're just exploding in those niche markets as well. So I think that's where sometimes they get overlooked, because they're not necessarily taught in internet marketing circles like they used to be.
Yes, yes, and it is so true. You know, our niche is really teeny tiny, but
it is.
You know, we love it, and
we love it. Yep, it's profitable.
been very good to us. Yes, but it is very interesting, and people ask me that all the time. You know, do I have to do something in the internet marketing niche? And I always say, well, you can. That's wonderful, but just know that it's very small. It only seems big because, you know, the ones of us that love it and have that experience with it now, we spend so much time getting involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got a very, you know, a lot of potential, but when you look at it on the grander scale, there's definitely, like, you know, fitness. I tell people too, like, the one thing that I love about the new joint venture feature ClickBank has, where it's automatic split payments. So they'll go automatically do a split. So if Connie and I, if you and I did a partnership with a ClickBank product, 50%, you know, would go to me, 50% would go to you after the affiliate, you know, commission's taken out. And so it's just instant, you know, to each account, and then it pays out once a week or every 2 weeks, however you set up your ClickBank payouts. And so it's very seamless that way. And so that's where I've been able to make a partnership, again, you know, with a personal trainer. I'm also working with a filmmaker right now. He's got a product out called the Unstoppable Filmmaker, and so I partnered up with him. And so I've got products now in the filmmaking niche market. I've got a stock footage launch, a baseball launch, and also a launch in the fitness space. And the cool thing is that every single one of them are about the same way to set up. The sales copy, you know, like that's very, you know, something that I can do. Once you understand how to write copy, you just have to understand your audience and who you're targeting, and then you can create that copy. You can upload the products. It's very much the same process. So once you understand it, you can partner with anybody. I mean, a yoga trainer, you know, if you've got a friend that teaches kids driver's ed, you could do a partnership. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, again, I'm looking through your page, and I want people to go to connieloves.me/PC, and I'm looking through some of these, and I mean, the way I really approach PLR, Paul, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but the first step for me is to learn from it, to read it and learn from it. Then the next step is for me then to incorporate that into what I'm offering in a variety of ways. But I'm seeing here it's six-figure affiliate, 127 pages. Then there's six-figure copywriting secrets. And like you're saying, once you learn how to write copy, that's a skill that is just worth millions. It really is.
Definitely.
You know, to business people. And then reports and success principles. You can do so much, because another niche that I don't believe you even mentioned is like that personal development niche.
The personal development. Yeah, I didn't even get to that one yet. Yeah, that one is another huge niche market. I mean, I've actually known a few guys that left this space, and they just focused in that sector, and they're just doing incredible numbers over there. And, you know, that's just a whole other niche. And actually, yeah, so that's one other factor that I'm glad you pointed that out, that not only are you able to get internet marketing products, but you've got a product there, the 220 Success Principles with PLR, that works perfect for the personal development space.
Yes, yes. And then the traffic, the six-figure traffic blueprint.
Yes.
You know, and I think traffic, that's something that I think we all need to become a little bit of an expert in, so that we can keep that flow of people coming to what we have to offer. And this is fantastic, $9.97. And also you have 10 creative ways to monetize this PLR. So you've really got everything that we need. Everything that we need, Paul, you have put together into this product, and we are very excited.
Thank you. That's awesome. Very good. I love it.
All right, exciting.
That was my goal.
Well, we're almost out of time. What advice could you give somebody who's just starting out and they want to be an entrepreneur, they want to do things online, but they're getting a little discouraged because they're just not sure which way to turn? What would you say to them to keep them moving and growing?
One thing I would say is that to not give up too quick, and to take very, very focused steps, you know, particular steps each day towards what they're doing. And so sometimes it's so easy, and sometimes I even struggle with this even now, where it's easy to get distracted, you know, by so many different things, and you make a very large list of what you want to do for the day. And so what I would advise people is to maybe just set one or two goals per day. Like my goal is to write an article and get it out there on Easy Articles. And then the next day, your goal is to take that article and make it a video. And so that would be, you know, really where I would focus. And I'll give you a perfect example here. I saw a picture one time of, it was probably one of the best pictures, and I need to find it again, but basically there was a guy out there with a pickaxe, and he was picking away at this dirt, and right behind the inn was this huge diamond that he's going for, you know, and all it was going to take was just one more swipe of his axe. Like, he had dug all the way in there, just one more swipe of his axe, he would have gotten to that diamond. But in the next scene, it shows him with the axe on his shoulder and him walking away disappointed. And so, like, that's just a great example to me of how sometimes, and I've seen it in our coaching club too, where people are so close and I can see it, like they're right on the cusp of doing something good and they give up and they just say, well, this isn't going to work, and they go to another niche market or they start doing something else. And so, like, don't give up too early, but then also take those focused steps. And with whatever you're doing online, whatever kind of traffic you're getting, focus on building up an audience. And so that would be like building up your email list, because The money is still on the list. I don't care what people say. There was a time like 2 years ago when big marketers were saying, well, Facebook's going to overtake email marketing and all this stuff. It's still proven to this day that email marketing is still going to do better than Facebook will. Yes. As far as like people, you know, clicking on links and, you know, Facebook's good. It's definitely got its place in your marketing plan, as Connie will agree, I think, but it's just not what it, you know, email marketing is where it's at. So focus on building that email list too, with whatever you're doing.
Yes. All right. Well, great, great advice. I couldn't agree more. I'm so, so glad that we had that opportunity to connect in Atlanta.
Another yes,
good reason
me too.
To go to live events and present at live
for sure.
events and connect with people and get to know them. So thanks so, so much for being my guest today. And again, here I'm going to give you Paul's link this time, paulcounts.com/Connie. I want you to scoop up this PLR for under $10 and then let me know if you have any questions about what else you could do with it, if all of your questions are not answered. I'm sure 99% of them will be, but let me
yes.
answer the 1% that you still have. So thanks again, and I appreciate you being here, Paul.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Connie Reagan Green from Huge Profits Tiny List. Be sure to subscribe to all of my calls in the podcast series. Take care, everyone.